File recording.
User in your channel.
Okay, there we go. So, we're gonna start with the
user in your channel started recording
that you guys did last week. And then again, I was trying. It's either Allie or Ailey. How do you pronounce your name?
Allie.
Okay, welcome, Allie. So I guess even before I get into their assignment that was due today, Allie, tell me how old you are and where you are, so that I can get to know you.
I'm 14 and I'm in Walterboro, South Carolina.
In South Carolina, cool. I think I remember being told about you. You were getting your internet hooked up. Is today your first day?
No, I came on Friday.
On Friday? Okay. Cool beans. All right. So we'll get you caught up because you haven't missed a great deal. All right. So for those of you who have been here since last week, your prezzies. I think I noticed in my email that Essence, but I just got another email from NDIA. Watch out now. All right. So I see that two of you have sent me the links to them. So I just need to get, so Eshibola, did you make any changes?
No. Well, other than the ones you told me to.
Okay. So then I need you to,
send it again.
Yeah. Send me the, or actually the way Prezi works, if I log back in with the same link you sent me, I'll see the updates, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then Kashif, I need you to share your Prezi with me so that I can look at it and assess it.
Okay.
Do you know how to share it or how to add someone so they can see it?
Hold on. You want me to send it to you in an email?
No, like if you go to your Prezi, like if you're at your actual presentation, it gives you the option of adding someone, and all you have to do is type my email in there, and it'll send me a link through Prezi. Yeah, so you don't have to send me an email. So go to your presentation.
Okay, I'm.
And then, all right. So do you see where it says like it's? I think it says add or share.
Hold on.
And Diane,
is that the link to it in the text chat?
Is that the link to what?
Oh, yeah, I see it. It says share.
Yeah, so where you have share, like Essence just put the URL in the text chat so that everybody can see it.
Okay.
And you can just, for like share, you can put my email in and it'll send me a link. So you need to share it with me so I have that link. And then if you want to do as Essence did and share it with everyone, because I'm not 100% sure how I would manage everyone looking at it at the same time and managing time frame and stuff like that. Like by the next time I have you guys do a Prezi, I'll have the logistics of presentation online where it's not you talking but us looking at your slides.
Wait, but for Mama now, Fanta, what's your email again?
It's my name, Fanta, Fanta dot Hairston, Hair, S as in Sam, T-O, N as in Nancy, at gmail.com.
Okay, you could have got it.
Okay, cool. It'll come through momentarily, I'm sure. Okay. Let me reload my inbox real quick just to make sure. Okay. All right, so I will keep an eye out for the links from Kashif and Eshugbola.
Do you want me to sign up for Prezi?
Yeah, but you don't have to do it right now. I'll just, yeah, you'll do it later. Because at the end of class, I'm going to go over you with what they had to do and, like, give you the same assignment and tell you when you're going to need to turn it in. So you don't have to worry about taking the time right now to log into Prezi, okay?
Okay.
All right. So do me a favor and go over to the wiki spaces for the school. We're going to look at my page and use that to go over what we're doing today. We just actually need to just make it standard practice that when it's time for class to go ahead and go to the wiki space so that we can look directly at the plan for today before we start.
Okay, go to wiki space.
Yeah, so go to my page in the wiki. So, Ali, are you familiar with navigating the school's wiki space?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. So, under pages and files, there's an instructor folder. And if you go to the instructor folder, you'll see a page for Mama Fonta or a folder for Mama Fonta. So once you open it, there'll be a page with the name of this class on it, and I want you to open up that page.
Okay.
So give me a shout out and let me know when you're there.
Okay.
All right, Kashif, I got yours, and I got yours, Ashibola. Can you guys hold on for one moment, please? All right, my apologies. I have a child that's homesick today, so I had to go do something real quick. Channel is recording. Oh, right. Welcome, Ja. Make sure that you send me the your Prezi, the link to your Prezi, so that I can look at it, Ja. All right, so if you're looking at today's date on my page, every day again.
I'm trying to get there now.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll hold on a second.
How do I... Do you mind putting the link to the text chat for me?
Yes, no problem. No problem at all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Me too.
What'd you say, Ashibola?
I say me too.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. So as I mentioned last time, whatever our agenda for the day will be there, and then any work that we're going to do for the day will be there also. So I've gotten your Prezis, and then Ashibola, with the image that's there for Ja, does that mean, what does that mean? If you can look at Teams, if you look at TeamSpeak for me, please.
Okay. I actually don't see him.
Okay, because I see him, and then there's like this symbol with a line
He's
across
away.
It. He's away, that's what
that means. Oh, I see him as his mic is off.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm still learning, you know, the ins and outs of TeamSpeak. Okay. So I've already gotten your Prezi slideshows from you. So today and Thursday, we're going to focus on, we started with you guys looking at yourselves. And as I said before, we're always going to focus our studies. We're going to start with ourselves and kind of work from there. So last week I had you get scientists that were in an area of interest to you that are, you know, living in the present modern day. So you looked at scientists that study things that you have some level of interest in that are, you know, modern and current. And now we're going to transition from the current to the past, so we're going to kind of move from that direct connection to self a little further into the past. So we're going to look at today, ancient Africans in science, and we're going to look specifically on a reading. Well, we're going to work today and Thursday out of a reading text that's posted in the agenda. I'll have you go to it in a little bit. But today we're going to look at some specific instances of chemistry, astronomy, and biology in ancient Africa. And then on Thursday, we're going to look at some contributions specifically to ancient Egypt, and then contributions more modern from like the 18th and 19th century. You know, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I probably should have done it in the reverse and kind of gone backwards in time since we started with you individually and going kind of back. But you know what? Since we haven't started, I can switch that up. I kind of like that idea better because there's kind of like mentally a process that I wanted you to go through. So since you guys studied or did some research on a modern scientist, we're going to go backwards in time rather than skipping around like that. So I'll adjust the agenda, but we're going to start with the contributions from African Americans in the 18th and 19th century, and then we're going to flip it around from there. So for now, as we move forward, and as I, Baba Wakesa and I compile like the readings and things that you're going to do with this class, I'm going to have you guys pretty soon start printing out the readings and keeping it together like you do for some of your other classes, so that you have, you know, the paper in front of you. Because as I've said before, this class is kind of a combination of some traditional classes. So instead of a full year of just strictly biology or strictly chemistry, we're combining biology and chemistry and looking at it from an African-centered perspective. So there isn't really like one textbook that exists that we can work from. So I'm going to be giving you readings from different sources. You'll get some articles, like this comes from an article. You'll get readings from nonfiction books, you'll get readings from textbooks. So for today, we're going to work from the PDF, but eventually you'll start printing out the work and kind of keeping it together in a binder, and that will be like your supplemental text for this class, since, as I said, there isn't something that just exists because nobody teaches science in this way with these topics together. So if you could please go to the link on the agenda for the African Science in School curriculum excerpt and download that PDF and open it up. And we're gonna work from there. Does everybody see it, the African Science in School curriculum excerpt?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want you to go to that PDF, download it, and then open it up.
User in your channel timed out.
Oh, I just lost essence.
User in your channel is recording.
So give me a shout again when you've got the PDF open.
Mine is open.
Okay.
Open.
All right. So Essence and Allie, let me know when yours are open.
Okay. Just to let you know, I'm having some internet problems today. So I keep going. I keep having to like go out. I keep getting disconnected and then.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Coming back, so.
Understood. Thank you for letting me know.
It's loading.
Cool. It's open.
It's open. Good. All right. So I'm going to go with. Yes.
It says click download tab, but there's no tab.
So when you clicked it on that page, when you look up at the top where normally it says wiki and pages and files, there's not a tab that says download?
No.
Okay, so hold on. Let me look at this.
Mine's the same thing.
Okay, yeah.
Do you see it? Above the title, it should say view, and then there'd be a tab up there for download. It's above the title.
I see it.
Okay, cool.
Wait, it says I have to install a Flash player.
Okay, so you shouldn't need a Flash player for this because there's no, it's just straight text. So see, will it let you go to it at all?
No.
Okay.
I got it.
You got it? All right, give me a second. Let me think about what the other possibilities are. And it says specifically Flash Player. Okay, you have to give me a second. Let me split up the reading with everyone that can see it, and I'll see if we can figure out what's going on. Did you go ahead and try to download it? Or do you, with the computer that you're working with, are you able to download things? Are you still there? Okay, all right, well, everybody else, while I'm trying to figure out what's going on with her, can you go to the fifth page of the article? You're in the right place, or you're on the right page, if the very first word on that page is Papademos. Or maybe not. It's different. Okay, actually mine on this one, it says it's astronomy text is the very first word.
That's what mine says too.
Astronomy text on page 5?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right, cool. So that's the page I want everybody on because that's where we're going to start from.
Does it start with the dolphin?
No. It should start with the actual first word on the page should be astronomy text, but the paragraph that we're going to start with, it says contributions of African Americans to science, even though African Americans have found themselves. Like, that's the first line in the paragraph.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay. All right, so is there anybody that has not gotten to that page?
My first thing is contributions of ancient African civilizations to science.
Okay, so what I need you on the fifth page.
Okay. One second.
Yeah.
Is that that?
Wait, I think I'm on the fifth page.
You say you think you are on the fifth page? Okay, so if the paragraph that we're going to start from, it starts with contributions of African Americans to science, even though African Americans have found themselves struggling. Like, that's the sentence I need you to look for because that's where we're going to start from.
Oh, I see it.
You see it? Okay.
But it's on the ninth page.
It's on the ninth page for you? All right. Okay.
Do you mind saying the first sentence again?
No, of course not. It's the contributions of African Americans to science, even though African Americans have found themselves struggling to survive during much of their history in America, blah, 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 blah. That's the first sentence in the paragraph that we're going to start from. For me, when I opened it from the wiki page, that's page 5 for me.
Okay, thank you.
No problem at all. So is there anybody that's not with us? All right. So I'm going to explain to you what we're going to do with this, and then we'll kind of get into the details of actually doing it. So I'm going to split this up, or I've split it up, and I'm going to give each of you a section of this passage or this section of the reading to read and then share with us. And the way that you're going to share it with us,
from your channel,
you're going to go to my whiteboard on the wiki page, and I'm going to give you guys a board for each section.
Your channel is recording.
So like whoever gets the first section, I'm going to give them a board number, and then they're going to put the information to share with us from what they read on that board. So it's going to take a little back and forth, because some of you haven't used the whiteboards before, so you might need a little assistance in how do I type in text, or in whether you feel comfortable writing it or typing it in, which is completely okay, you know, because part of the reason that we're starting the year with what we're starting with is to give us time to get acclimated to, you know, the technology and how things work also. So we're going to split it. You're going to read your part, and then on the whiteboard, you're going to put the information that you're going to share with us. What I do not want is for you to literally cut and paste the paragraph or two paragraphs that I give you and stick it on the whiteboard. I want you to like pull out the important information, summarize, just like you were taking notes or giving, or you were, you know, imagine you were teaching this to a class where you wouldn't give them the entire paragraph. You would give them, you know, pieces of information to get the idea of what it was about, right? So quick question before I continue. Is there anyone who has not worked with the Scrivlar whiteboards before?
I was a little unclear on what you were talking about. You want us to read what part of the paragraph?
I haven't split that up yet. I was just giving a general overview. I'm going to assign a part to everyone. Each person will get their own part, and then each person will get a whiteboard in my Scrivlar to put the information that you're going to share with everybody. So we haven't even gotten into that yet. Did you log out again and log back in?
Yes, I did. Okay. I had to. It was
no problem. Yeah. So, and then once you're done and you've put the information on the Scrivlar, you're going to take turns and share like you were in front of the class at the whiteboard sharing information. You're going to share the information with everybody. Okay. So first let me make sure that the breakdown that I did in preparation for the class still works. Ali Essence. Yeah. Okay. So we don't have Ja with us. So we've got 5. So even with our new student today, it will still work. Okay. So I'm going to start with the very first section. So I need you, once I tell you what your section is, I need you to listen, because I'm going to tell you like where to start and where to stop. Yeah, both. So where was I at? This one is, give me 1 second, because I need to switch just a little bit, since I have Ali instead of Charles here. And Daya is here. And I think this one is Kashi. So this will be Ali. And this will be Essence. Okay, I got it straight. Now that I had to switch it. Okay. So the very first section, it's going to be in Dae. So where I started with telling you where we're going to start, where it talks about the contributions of African Americans to science, you're going to go from there So that paragraph and the next two paragraphs after it. So the paragraph that ends with talking about Jan Matzliger invented the shoemaking machine. Do you see where that is? Hyundai?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be your section. So from contributions of African Americans to science, even though, all the way down to where it talks about Jan Matzliger, that's your section, okay? And then I'm going to give everybody their section, and then I'm going to tell you, like, which board you're going to write your information on. So once I give you your section, you can go ahead and read it. All right, so Kashif, underneath where Ndiaye stops, the paragraph that starts with Granville T. Woods obtained, do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to go from there, and you're going to end, it's three little paragraphs, you're going to end with the Garrett Morgan paragraph. So the last sentence, he was awarded a gold medal by the city of Cleveland. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your section. So from Granville T. Woods down to that Cleveland, Ohio sentence. Okay, Essence, are you back with us?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So the next paragraph is you, where it talks about Louise Merriweather. You see Louise Merriweather.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having to keep go back and forth between pages because I'm not on a computer. So
you said you're not on a computer. Yeah, yeah, no problem. Essence. I think we might have lost her again. All right, Allie, while I wait to get her back.
I'm here.
Okay.
You said, what does it start with?
Louise Merriweather's book.
What number paragraph is that?
That is on this page. Hold on. If your page looks the same as mine, the very first paragraph is like, continuing from the last page, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's the ninth one on this page. So for me, it's at the very, it's the last paragraph on the page. And it says Louise Merriweather's book, 1972, in parentheses.
Got it.
Okay, so that paragraph is you. And then the next paragraph where it says there are too many contemporary African-American scientists, that's you, Allie. Am I pronouncing your name right? Allie.
You are.
Okay. She's not saying anything. Maybe I lost her for a moment. All right. So Eshedbola, the paragraph that starts with Dr. Lloyd Quatermain, that's you. Okay?
Okay.
So that that entire paragraph is going to be what you're going to read. And then share with us. And oh, let me be clear, because that paragraph is extraordinarily long and it actually changes subjects. So in the paragraph, a little more than halfway through, there's a citation that ends with the year 1979 in parentheses. Do you see that?
Uh-huh. I think so. 1979?
Yeah, so it says Office of Public Affairs, 1979?
Yes, I see it.
Okay, that's where you end. You don't need to go past that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So if everybody
Mama
has...
Fata?
Yes, sweetie.
I got it up. What page are we on?
Okay, so for me, it's the sixth page, and your paragraph... This is Allie, right?
Yes.
Okay, so your paragraph starts with there are too many contemporary African American scientists to mention. Do you see that? Let me know if you see the paragraph I'm referring to.
What'd you say it started with again?
There are too many contemporary African American scientists.
No, it starts with America long before Columbus made his journey.
Okay, so let me find where you are. And which page are you on?
6 out of 13.
Okay. So after that sentence, the next paragraph, after what you're looking at, tell me what that next paragraph starts with. Are you with me, Ali?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't have anything that starts with what you said. So I need you to tell me what your next paragraph starts with so I can find where you are and then tell you where you need to be.
Mama Fanta?
Yes, who's this?
Indaya.
Okay, that's what I thought. Go ahead.
Where do you want us to type?
Okay. So you're going to do it in my whiteboard, but give me a moment so that I can get her to at least know what she's reading, and then I can tell you which you're going to do it in my on my whiteboard.
Okay. Africans were first humans to raise crops and domestic.
Okay.
15,000 years ago.
Okay, Africans were the first humans. Okay. And that's page 6. So 7, 8. So it'll be on page 10 for you then.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so Indaya, to answer your question, if you go to the whiteboard for me, the one under Mama Fanta, I'm gonna assign each of you a board. So when you're ready to like write whatever information you're gonna write, let me know and I'll tell you which board you're gonna use.
I'm ready. I read it.
Okay, so Indaya, you've got page number 2 in my Scribblr. Eshubola, you just said you were ready, right?
Yeah. Was
you got board 5. I mean page 5 in my Scribblr.
Hey, Mama Fanta, we can't all edit on the Scribblr page at the same time.
Okay. All right, so we'll just do it in order. So Indaya, go ahead. So even if you're on separate pages, it still won't let you work at the same time?
Right.
So then
everybody's on the same page.
Which will probably be more effective then. Hold on 1 second. What will probably be more effective is has he assigned all of you individually your own whiteboards?
I have my own from last.
Hold on, let me see what the setup is. Okay. Mama Fanta student. Okay, so it looks like he set up all of you with your Scribblr rooms. So rather than have you guys do them in mine, then you're going to do them in yours, okay? So I see Ali, Kashif, and Dae. It should boil on essence. So if you go to the main...
I don't even know. I don't know how to get to mine.
No problem. I'm going to explain it all to you. So if you go to the main homepage for Aya's Wiki Space and scroll down, there'll be a link. It's kind of fat and bold for whiteboards. Once you click on the whiteboard link, So you'll be sent to a page that says whiteboards, and then it has a list, and it's got all the instructors' names, and if you keep going further down, it has the students' names. So under your name, you'll click on that room URL.
What is the website for the IO Wiki thing?
Okay, hold on. Let me put that in the text chat. Actually, I'll put in the text chat. Who is this talking right now? Was that you?
Essence.
Okay. You know, each time I guess I'm right, and I'm just afraid of being wrong that I'm saying the wrong person's name. So give me a second, Essence, and I'm going to type in the URL for your whiteboard. Okay, do you see that, Essence? Is there anybody else that needs me to put the URL for your whiteboard in the text chat to make it go faster? So is there anybody who needs help getting to their Scribblr whiteboard? So I'm going to take that silence as nobody needs help. Is there anybody has any questions about what I'm asking you to do?
I didn't hear you.
Does anybody have any questions about what I'm asking you to do?
No.
Okay. All right. Keep working and hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
User in your channel timed out.
All right, greetings. I am back. Were there any questions while I walked away?
Yes, you just want us to type what we learned?
Right, so I want you to give an overview of what you read. So, like, rather than having everybody read the whole thing, you are going to share with us the section that you read. So just make sure that it's a thorough enough overview where we all get the information from what you read.
Okay.
So you know who they talked about, what they did.
Mama Fanta?
Yes.
Everything on my computer is frozen but TeamSpeak.
Okay. All right. So if it doesn't unfreeze, then just be prepared to tell us what you read since you can't type anything, okay?
Okay. I got to get the book back up because Google's coming out and I have to.
Got it. You can't see what you need to read. Okay.
User in your channel is recording. User in your channel started recording.
How many of you need more than 2 minutes to finish?
Are we still doing the assignment on the process?
Yes, I'm just waiting for everyone to finish.
Are we doing it on scribbling?
Yes, on your individual whiteboards.
I think there's two separate paragraphs mixed together because it just goes into talking about Benjamin Banneker.
Okay, so that means you have Daniel Hale Williams and Benjamin Banneker.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
How come signs words don't show up in a dictionary?
You have to use like an unabridged dictionary. I guess they consider like everyday people not needing those words, so when they cut out words that they don't think are like absolutely necessary, they take out a lot of science words. So like in my house, I have an unabridged dictionary so that I can, get all the words, even the technical ones.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm trying to help Charles. All right. Is there any questions that I missed while I was helping Ja?
I don't know. I'm still typing because I actually know it's all that. So I'll probably need like 5 more minutes.
Okay. You said what happened? Okay, that you need 5 minutes, but I missed the first part. That when you explain what happened.
Oh, I accidentally like lost out of like my computer shut down.
Oh, okay. All right. That's not a problem. We seem like we're having a lot of technological issues, so I understand. Were you ever able to get access to your stuff, Allie?
No, it's still loading. I'm just waiting.
Okay. second. How you doing, Essence?
I'm doing fine. Everything's okay.
You almost done?
Yes. I'm done now. I just finished.
All right, cool. How you doing, Adai?
I'm good.
Almost done?
Yeah, almost. I just have to put more names and inventions, and then I'll be done.
Sounds good. How you doing, Ishibola?
I'm doing pretty good. Like, in the middle of where Percy Julian starts.
Got you. That's one of my favorites, Percy Julian. And how are you, Kashif?
I'm almost there.
All right, sounds good. So once you're done, while you're waiting for everyone else to finish, once you finish, go back over it and make sure you're comfortable with talking about it since you're going to have to share it with us. Anybody need more than 2 minutes? Are you finished, Zendaya?
Almost. I'm on the last sentence.
Okay. Let me know when you're done because we start with you.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to share the URL to Ndaye's board on the text chat so that all of us can go and follow along.
It deleted a couple of parts, so I just decided I was going to save them because I don't have time to retype it.
Totally understand. We got to be flexible with the technology. All right, so I'm going to have Ndaye start in about 60 seconds. So if you haven't already, pause from what you're doing and click on the link to her Scriblr. All right, Indaya, let's hear your part.
Okay, so in the beginning, it was talking about how before the time of the Civil War, there were basically two categories of Africans, and there were free Africans and captive Africans, and neither of the environments were like nurturing to people who wanted to become scientists, because either they didn't have enough money or enough education. And it also said that, like, despite all the struggle, we became scientists and made like big inventions. And then it gave a long list of people who became scientists and people who made things. So first it was Norbert Rilke, I think. And he was born in 1806, and he invented a multiple effect vacuum evaporator that turned sugarcane juice into white sugar crystals. And then it was Louis Temple, who was born in 1839, and he was a blacksmith, and he invented a whaling harpoon that revolutionized whaling and was first called a Temple toggle. And then after the Civil War, there was Elijah McCoy, Jan Matzlinger, Granville. I have to go back to the book because it deleted that. It was Granville. Granville T. Woods, Lewis Latimer, and Garrett A. Morgan, and Elijah McCoy invented something called the oiling cup, and it fed oil to machinery while it was still running. And then Jan Matzlinger invented a shoemaking machine.
All right, sounds great. That's a good beginning. And there were some things in there that even with all the research I've done about scientists, I didn't know. So thank you for sharing. All right, so in the text chat, I put the link for Kashif's whiteboard. He's next. So everybody take a moment and click the... Okay, so we'll give him 60 seconds. And so that, let's say a little more than 60 seconds. At 11:58, we'll click over to his board, everybody. All right, go ahead and finish up, Kashi, because we're coming.
Okay.
All right, so come on over, Essence, and start whenever you're ready, Kashi.
Alright, was born on April 23, 1856, Columbus, Ohio. He was an African American inventor who achieved plenty of mechanical devices. He worked with so phenomenal that he even started selling it to the American Bell Telephone. He had over 15 inventions just waiting to be used. One of his greatest and very known inventions are the Railway Induction Telegraph. This was made in 1984. And then another one was Louis Rodiman was born September 4th, 1848. Chelsea Miami. Sorry, I think.
Yeah. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. He was an African American scientist who had a remarkable life. He had drawings, plants, and he even wrote the first textbook on incandescent lightning. People underestimated how sort of things that he could draw, pictures, and film, and so forth. He wanted to prove them wrong, so he just kept studying and working in his lab. So one day people started recognizing him. Then the last one is Gary A. Morgan was another African American scientist who in 1916 was noted for his great save from his own invention. He sold a lot of his invention of the automatic stop signal to the General Electric Company. And that's all I have.
All right, sounds good. So next I will post Essence's and then we'll all go over to Essence's board. Hold one second. All right, so everybody join us over on Essence's page. So then Daya and Essence, come on over to Essence's board. All right, everybody's here, so start when you're ready.
Dr. Daniel Williams opened up the first American hospital for blacks and whites both. He performed the first successful open heart surgery on a man who had been stabbed in the chest. Williams headed up Government Hospital in Washington, D.C. Benjamin Banneker was a black mathematician that was born in the year 1731. At the age of 22, he constructed a clock that kept accurate time for almost 20 years. He published an almanac for 10 years, which Thomas Jefferson later sent to the Academy of Science in Paris.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. And I didn't know that he was that young when he made that clock, 22. All right, thank you. All right, so we've done... We're going to have to wait on the section from Ali. Well, I'll just run through it really quickly. So it went through a list of African-American contributions to space science. So we had Lieutenant Colonel Guy Bluford, mm-hmm. who was the first African-American in space. Isaac Gilliam IV, who was the director of the Dryden Flight Research Center at Edwards Air Force Base. And then became the director of shuttle operations at NASA. Then Robert Cherney, who was an aeronautical engineer with Skylab. And he made different things that they use in Skylab, toilets, a solar array blanket tube, aluminum tires for the moon buggies. Patricia Cowing studied space sickness and weightlessness. So she looked at the effects of being in a weightless environment for a long time and what it did to your body. Christine Darden was an aerospace engineer at NASA, and she worked on eliminating sonic booms in supersonic and hypersonic aircraft. So like when you reach the speed of sound and you're flying, it makes this incredible noise. So she was working on getting rid of that noise. George Carruthers was an astrophysicist, and he designed something called the far ultraviolet camera spectrograph that they used in the Apollo 16 mission. And a couple more. Elmer Immes established the quantum theory that, so like it's the theory of what was happening at like a subatomic level that included molecules when they're rotating. This is kind of a simpler way to say it. And then the last one mentioned is Dr. Ronald McNair, who was the second black astronaut in space, and he was one of the people that died in the Challenger disaster in 1986. So that was just a quick overview of African Americans in space science. All right, so let me post Eshebola's link, and then we can head over there and hear from him. All right, so once you see everybody in the room, and Eshebola, go ahead and start.
Hello.
We're here.
I can't hear Eshebola.
I'm sorry, I can't hear what you said.
I said I can't hear Eshebola.
I was waiting for everybody to get in.
Oh.
Yeah. Is Ali not with us?
Yeah, she's been having technology problems, so I think she can hear us, but she can't move through.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so the first one, Dr. Lloyd Quatermain, he worked on the Manhattan Project, and he worked on the atomic bomb, and he also worked on fluoride, chemistry, synthetic blood, and he was a spectroscopist. Not sure what that is. Ernest Just was born in 1883. He contributed to biology and medicine. He became an eminent cell biologist. Excuse me. And he did most of his work at the Marine Biological Labs at the Woods Hole at Fort Pearson in 1989. Ernest's areas of interest were cytology and embryology of the eggs of marine animals. And Kenneth Manning wrote a detailed bio of Ernest's life, including his description of his science accomplishments. Ernest had trials and tribulations because of the racism that other people had. Percy Julian was born in 1899. He discovered a cortisone used to treat arthritis and synthesized a compound called vestigemin. Am I saying that?
Close enough.
Okay. Used to treat glaucoma. Charles Drew was a researcher on blood plasma. He saved many lives during World War II. He also made the first blood bank in England. Charles Turner studied animal behaviors and phenomenon characteristics of insects called the Turner's, the Turner's circling. William A. Hinton developed the Hinton test for syphilis. He was the first black professor of medicine at Harvard. Lloyd A. Hall developed curing salts for processing and preserving meats. Lewis Tompkins Wright developed a intradermal method of smallpox vaccination and worked on drug therapy for cancer. Theodore K. Lawless, he was born in 1892 and died in 1971, was the leading skin specialist in the world and also the leading skin philanthropist. And the sources include Blacks in Science, Astrophysicists to Zoologists by Hattie Carwell, written in 1981, and Black Contributions to Science and Energy Technology by the U.S. Department of Energy, 1970.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. So we've gotten a kind of a quick overview of our contributions to science here in this country in the 18th and 19th century. So I think that's been enough mental exercise today, working through the reading and putting together your quick presentation. So if you can go back to the page in the wiki space for the class, so I can go over your homework assignment for tonight, and then we'll do appreciations and be done. So give me a shout when you're there.
I'm there.
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 Yeah.
Okay, so on the column that says assignments, I gave you the beginning and the end of the passage that I want you to read. But you know, as I am sitting here thinking, I need to switch it up because I changed the order. Okay, so I'm going to switch up what you read tonight to kind of continue with that backwards flow. So rather than the segment that I have right there, I'm going to have you guys start on what should have been the first page of the reading excerpt. After the first little paragraph there should have been a heading for chemistry and when a number 1 and 2, and then a heading for astronomy and then 1 and 2. So I'm going to have you read from the chemistry and astronomy and biology. So it's going to come out to about 3 pages. So I'm going to edit this really quickly before we log out. And you're going to read the 2 facts in chemistry. In astronomy, there's 11 facts, and in biology, there's 12 facts. And it just starts on that first page with chemistry and goes through the first 3 pages of the packet. Now, I've noticed that some people, the numbering is a little different, but if you just start on what should be the first page, you'll see chemistry, and then the numbers, and then astronomy, and the numbers, and then after number 11 for astronomy, it'll be biology. So all I want you to do right now is read, not right now, excuse me, for homework, is read those facts on chemistry, astronomy, and biology in ancient African science. And then tomorrow when we come in, be prepared because I'm going to have you do some questions on what you got out of the reading. So hold on a moment. Let's start appreciations while I while I edit the homework assignment. So what I am most thankful for today is order and organization. It's been really good now that I've got a strong sense of what we're doing. I'm one of those kind of people that I function very well in an organized space. So having the wiki space up that has everything we're doing in that class period and the upcoming class periods makes me feel very good and appreciative. All right, Essence, your appreciation for today?
I appreciate learning about different African people that were involved in science. And recognizing them, because a lot of people don't. And I also appreciate hold on 1 second. I appreciate learning about the two specific scientists that I did my presentation on.
All right, Ishibola.
Okay, I appreciate learning more about Percy Julian, because we actually did learn a little bit about him last year, and getting to know some of the different inventions that we, as African people, make throughout history.
All right, Kashif.
I appreciate learning about Louis Vladimir, because I actually learned about him when I was in middle school, but it's good to, I'm glad that I can learn a little bit more about what he's done, what he has done as far as inventions that he's created.
Beautiful. And Daye?
I appreciate learning these new things about these African events. Inventors, because I didn't know that we created a whaling harpoon or a shoe making machine. It was just interesting to learn all the things that we made.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing feeling when you think about how, you know, we're normally looked at in society in terms of intellectual pursuits. And to see like all these various contributions that we had, like the whaling harpoon kind of got me too. Like I kind of don't think about us in that realm of, you know, invention. So yeah, I was feeling that one too.
Yeah, and I don't think of us in some of the ones that I read too, like the atomic bomb one, and also the blood bank one.
Yeah, it was really good information, just for information's sake, and it kind of feels good to see those things. All right, so I'm in the midst of editing the homework assignment. If when you're looking at the reading tonight or this afternoon or whenever you're doing it and you're not clear about what section I want you to read, just shoot me an email. It comes straight to my phone, and I'll respond and let you know what it is that you're doing if you need any extra assistance. But like I said, it starts on the first page and it lists chemistry, and there's 2 points. And astronomy, there is 11 facts listed. In biology, there's 12 facts listed. So after that last 12th fact is where you stop. But the editing of the text is really weird, whoever did this article. Like where number 12 ends, there isn't like a space. It just runs into the next paragraph. So I will make sure that I put on here like exactly where you stop, because the breakup isn't really good when you're looking at the article. Any questions?
You said you needed to put the article inside of the page, or it's already there?
I'm changing the assignment. When we started class today, I switched the order that we were reading the information in. So the assignment I had listed already under homework was for the different order. So now I'm just changing what section of the article I want you to read tonight.
Okay.
I have a question as well. I wanted to know, when are we going to present? Are we actually going to present our presentations, or are we just going to turn them in?
User in your channel stopped recording.
Okay, so what I'm trying to figure out is the best way to have you guys do that, because you know, like with
user in Prezi, your channel stopped recording.
Like you click and go and click and go, and if everybody's not clicking at the same rate, it won't work. So I'm going to kind of fool with it tonight to figure out how to make it work where we could all at the same time be looking at you presenting it while you're talking. And if I can figure it out, then yes, we'll do it like as a class and everybody can look at everybody's stuff. Otherwise, I'll just, you know, look, I'm going to post them though. So what I'll do is after I look at them and correct them and stuff, not correct, so to speak, but, you know, evaluate them based on the rubric, then I will like post them probably on this Wikispace page so that they're available to be seen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. We can use any meeting tool.
True that. True that. And I was thinking that in the back of my mind. So I'll figure out the details of that, and then we'll do that.
Did you bring your link to homework assignment?
Say that again.
I said, did you bring your link to homework assignment?
You know, for some reason, I'm having a hard time understanding what you're saying. Try it one more time.
I said, did you bring your link to assign the homework yet?
I'm fixing it. I'm changing what I'm asking you to read in the article. But it's still from the same article that we were working on today.
And this is just the 11 facts from astronomy?
No, it's chemistry, astronomy, and biology. So there was 2 for chemistry, 11 for astronomy, and 12 for biology.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's it. I just saved it, and it should be posting as we speak. So if you have any questions or concerns, send me an email. Otherwise, I will see you on Thursday.
All right.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
User in your channel stopped recording.